No doubt, as community leaders, business leaders, just downtown residents have been coming together over the last couple of days. Minneapolis Club is a place where I was hanging out there a bit this morning, just, you know, doing a little thinking. It's a great place where you can kind of meet friends after work, happy hour at Charlie's and all of that, but right up the street here. As we try to figure out, like, how, you know, what does this mean? What does this mean to come together? What does it mean to soften the rhetoric? Are we really softening rhetoric? Is that really happening? That sort of stuff. I found inspiration in the statement that came out from the Hortman's surviving kids. This statement was from Sophie and Colin Hortman. And you think about this, like, when a loved one dies, what is the way to honor them? And sometimes you go, I don't know, it's hard to bring some of this heartbreak and the hurt and the fact that you've lost your parents day before Father's Day, your parents assassinated. Sophie and Colin Hortman say, if you would like to honor the memory of Mark and Melissa, please consider the following. Plant a tree. Visit a local park and make use of their amenities, especially a bike trail. Pet a dog. A golden retriever is ideal, but any will do. Tell your loved ones a cheesy dad joke and laugh about it. Bake something, bread for Mark or a cake for Melissa, and share it with someone. Try a new hobby and enjoy learning something. Stand up for what you believe in, especially if that thing is justice and peace. There's a lot of politicians posture about how they're going to be better and how they're going to examine themselves and all of that. And the truth is, as we have conversations that often are about things that we disagree about, because by talking about things you disagree about, sometimes you get insight, you get understanding, you can maybe move together to a commonality. But the truth is, often talking about things you disagree about just reinforces how far apart we are. Having Sophie and Colin bring it down to really what their takeaway is of their mom and of their dad, to me, I just found this incredibly moving. And moving in this idea, and it's something that Dan has talked about in his Monday message, that a lot of times the magic of life and the beauty is in nature. It is in animals. It is in stepping outside of what our normal stuff is. And you think, man, you know, when our time is up, what a tribute from a couple of kids, right?
An amazingly mature and thought out and heartfelt statement from them. And it was really, it's the humanity in it that grabbed me, because everything we've talked about with this incident has a political tinge to it. Yep. In some way, shape, or form, right? We're worried about who's calling who and whether the guy that shot him was a Republican or a Democrat, or, you know, everything just has this political taint to it. And then you go and read their statement, and they're talking about planting a tree. Hmm. You know what doesn't have a political party? Trees. You know what doesn't have a political party? A golden retriever. Go pet a dog. It's just that humanity to it.
Yeah.
Should stop all of us in our tracks and remind us that they were at the heart of this is a group of human beings, and the politics of it are irrelevant ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to suggest that, like, we all need to go around thinking about, like, oh, well, what do we want? What do we want our kids to say about us when we're gone, right? That's just not what it is. That's not what it's about. Like, Mark and Melissa, they sure as hell didn't know that their time was going to be up this weekend. None of us really know, to be honest. You hope that by example, that you can inspire something like this, but go to a park. Go ride that bike trail. Go pet that dog. Go laugh. I don't know. It moves me. I hope it moves you too. We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll talk with the mayor of Brooklyn Park after we update you on CBS and local news. Hollis Winston joins us and a James Beard Award winner. We got two of them from the Twin Cities. We'll talk to one in just a minute.